FMR Fine Food is cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley, a dash of the delicious.
Welcome to FMR Fine Food, the show that guides you to what's new, local and delicious on the Cape culinary landscape. I'm Jenny Handley, editor of the Gourmet Guide online magazine. This week I was lucky to go and chat to the students of Sense of Taste Culinary School, and I then enjoyed lunch at their urban playground restaurant. It's new, it's different, and today Chef Pete Ayub is here to tell us all about this hidden gem. Welcome to the show, Pete.
Thanks for having me on the show.
What a treat. Tell me all about Sense of Taste. When did you and your wife Debbie start the culinary school?
Well, this is our 12th year that we've had our intake, and it's a one-year course for a certificate, and then a senior certificate, and then a two-year for a diploma.
And I know those students don't just learn. They also get involved in the community. Can you tell me what you and the students were up to during lockdown?
Yeah, so we were sitting on the couch at home, and as everyone, bored as all hell. And then Debs and myself, we decided to start a feeding program. We got a couple of guys together, and we started feeding people. We started doing about 100, 200 people a day. And we're up to 2,000 people, and we're still doing it at the moment. And we've made it part of the curriculum for the students, so they learn that it's not all about having, it's about giving back as well. So, yeah, and we make sure that it's done in the beginning of the day so that they do it with compassion and love and nutrition, and we make sure that it's good enough for all of us to eat, that it's not just another meal.
Sounds really good. And how can listeners help you in this community project?
Jen, we're not an NGO or anything like that. We support it purely by ourselves, myself and Debs. And SA Harvest have been amazing towards us. They've been giving us a lot of produce. But anyone who's willing to donate, especially stuff like soya or beans or, you know, anything that's nutritious and cheap. We're not looking for cash donations. We're looking at rather producing or dropping off food.
Well, that's really good. Everybody can do something. And then what do you do? Do you transform those ingredients into dishes that people come to the school to enjoy, or do you then transport it to wherever they are?
So, Jenny, what we've done is we've got a couple of organizations and different there's a girls' home and a boys' home for abused children, and they've both got 50 kids in at a time. So we feed them three times a week. And so what we do is we don't get involved into the community. We make all the food at our kitchens, and then they come and collect and distribute it.
Okay, sounds good to me. And talking of good, my meal at Urban Playground was so exciting. It was delicious, and it just felt like an amazing place. Can you tell the listeners a little bit about it?
Yeah, so I've owned the building for about 20 years. It's like right across from my kitchens. And once again, while we were doing the feeding program, there were some chefs that had been retrenched or put on short time, and I got them together, and I said, and they've all done my two-year diploma course, and I got three of them together, and I said, hey, let's open up a restaurant. I'll give you each 15% shares of the place. I'll pay for the renovations, and to do it all you guys need to do is commit, and we are just having so much fun. It's designed around COVID. It's what they around the world call a dark kitchen. So it's just chefs having fun. You can look in the kitchen. You're more than welcome to walk into our kitchen. And then, we only seat about 25 guests. And so it's very small, intimate, and absolutely amazing. Fresh produce, nose to tail, and so, so keen on pork. We're pork heaven.
Yes, your Asian pork was fabulous, and I can also comment about the lamb kofta and that escargot ravioli, oh my word. Tell me what else is on the menu.
We've got a blood pudding or black pudding, whichever you want to call it, and that's done with fried eggs and then a fresh side salad. Most of our meals come with a little side salad. I just believe it's something, especially like the ravioli that you were talking about. Any pasta dish needs a little bit of a salad on the side. And I must say one of my favorites is definitely the snail ravioli. We've got another Lebanese flatbread, and it's a mixture of a homemade pickle that my mom taught me how to make. And then it's got pork liver, lamb kidney, and chicken hearts in it. And it is absolutely amazing with a little bit of Swiss chard and some onions. It's absolutely beautiful.
Oh, mouth-watering. So, people need to get off to Urban Playground in Maitland, but before they go there, first tell us what sort of music will be playing in the background.
Yeah, that depends on our mood. It's anything from, like my favorites, obviously, with my age, is the 80s music, so a lot of Depeche Mode, Style Council, Talking Heads. And then when we like really chilling, then it's a little bit of Bob Marley. And then when we're rocking, it's my young kids play their kind of beats, and it's a little bit of dirty rap. And it's just a lot of fun. It's loud. We're in your face. It's a place where we don't have Wi-Fi. We don't have TVs. It's a place to come and enjoy each other's company and just have fun.
To chill and to eat well. Nothing better than that.
Absolutely.
Pete, thanks for the inspiration. For mouth-watering recipes, including Pete's escargot ravioli, visit gourmetguide.co.za. Yours free to enjoy and share. Happy cooking!
FMR Fine Food was cooking up a storm with Gourmet Guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.